One more time. Good morning. Is it? Yeah, it's morning still. Good morning. Happy Sabbath. I want to thank Sister John and Brother Derek for that beautiful song. I feel like I'm lucky because almost every time I'm preaching, they have a special song for me. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Ashanti, for that beautiful reading of the text, and I'm so glad to see everybody. And I'm waiting to see some other people to sing special song. We have Sister Arlene that we want her to sing someday, and probably what's your name, Charles? You need to sing. And there are some other young people in the church. I don't want to call their name, but you need to sing to the glory of the Lord. So we have a beautiful title for today. Tell us when these things shall be. I think everybody knows what this title is all about. And you find this in Matthew chapter 24, from verse 1 all the way to the last verse of this chapter. We will go through the whole chapter, but we will not spend too long today in delivering this message, hopefully. My wife and my sister, they do not allow me to sleep one second. Do not preach a long message. Hey, it is a big fight not to preach long messages. I know there are some people in the church who don't like that, but I cannot help myself. I'm sorry. So, what are the purposes for this message? You have it on the screen. Know the signs of the second coming of Christ. This is the first purpose. Know the signs of the second coming of Christ. If you didn't know them today, you will know them. Now, will you be able to recognize them when they happen? This is the main focus of this message. Do you know the signs, and are you able to recognize them? Would they happen in front of you or in your lifetime? Be ready for this last earthly event. What is this last earthly event? This is the second coming of Christ. Warn the world of the impending danger not to be ready for this final event. If you must be ready, you need to help people to be ready as well. Am I correct? So let us pray. Dear Father, as I come to the point to deliver this message to us, your children, please manifest your presence in our midst so that even the little ones may understand. Forgive our sins. Give us the presence of your Holy Spirit in the words that I'm going to pronounce. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So, context of this message. It is interesting to see the context in which Jesus' disciples ask him in private, when the end shall come. And I guess everyone here wants to know when the end will come. And my question to you, do you know when the end will come? Can somebody tell me, if you want, when the end will come? Do you know? Nobody knows. My daughter says, soon. Is it soon? What is the end? They were excited, talking about Jesus' disciples. They were excited about the glory of the buildings, of the temple, and possibly of the beauty of Jerusalem. That's the context of them asking in private that question to Jesus Christ. Jesus told them that there will be no two rocks or stones
on top of each other, that shall not be thrown down. Was this the only answer given by Jesus to his disciples? Then the disciples asked Jesus, as I told you, three specific confusing questions. Not confusing to Jesus Christ, but it would probably be for us. When shall these things be? What things are they talking about? Remember that Jesus told them that no two stones on top of each other will stay like that without being thrown down. And the second question was, what shall be the sign, singular, of thy coming? That's why I'm telling you it's confusing. You said these things, and you said the sign, and you said one more time, what shall the sign of the end of time? Now let me ask a question. Will there be just one sign for the end to come? No. There will be no one sign. That's why Jesus will give them a list of signs. Many signs regarding his second coming. So, in the mind of the disciples of Jesus Christ, the destruction of Jerusalem coincides with one and only one sign, that of the destruction of the world or at the second coming of Christ. To those three questions, Jesus offered them a long answer, of which I will extract many signs. Brothers and sisters, there will be two similar events. From the time that Jesus Christ has given them the signs during his second coming. So I must inform you that the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD and the events taking place just before the second coming of Christ are similar in nature. There has been almost total destruction of the temple, the city, and as well as the killing of millions who were inside of the city. You know, in 70 AD, the army of the Roman Empire army besieged Jerusalem. And you know that many died. And Sister White explains or informs that there was so much blood in the street that you would believe it's a river. Blood of whom? Of the Jews. When the army of Italy, of Rome, destroyed the city, destroyed the buildings of the temple. It was not just one building. It was multiple buildings that composed the temple. The same thing, but more terrible, will happen in this our time to the world. All the cities, of the world will be thrown down just before the coming of Christ. This should be part of our message, our current message to the world. The second coming of Christ should be part, integral part of the message that we need to give to the world. The second coming of Christ. And as I said, all the cities of the world will be destroyed. Do you want to see that? Pick up your Bible. Let's go to Revelation 16, verse 19. The last book in the Bible. Revelation 16, verse 19. All right. What does it say? It says, and the great city was divided into three parts. and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came into remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. We will not say too long. While many are and will be talking about their cars, their houses, prosperity, investments, return on investments, marriage and giving in marriage, and business and so on, then a sudden destruction will overwhelm them.
Beautiful houses, beautiful furniture, everything that we have, we talk about them. Cars, beautiful cars. You need to go buy a new car, whichever model or brand it may be. It will be beautiful inside of it. Many features, and you want to stay in it, sleep in it, eat in it, and do whatever you want to do in it. So beautiful are these cars now.
Now, Daniel and Jesus have predicted the two destructions in these terms.
Matthew 24. Stay in Matthew 24, please. We will go through it.
Jesus said, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand."
So we need to know what is the abomination of desolation, don't we?
Because
Daniel has predicted something that should happen before the second coming of Christ. He's talking about abomination of desolation. If we don't know it, when it happens, we will not see it, and Jesus can come and find us unawares. If you are caught unawares, you will not be saved. So not just Daniel has predicted that there will be abomination of desolation taking place in holy place, but Jesus repeats it right here in Matthew 24, verse 15.
When Sister White explains, and I need you to follow closely, when our nation, it is in singular, Sister White was American. So if Sister White says, "When our nation," what nation is she talking about?
America.
"When our nation shall so abjure the principles of its government as to enact a Sunday law, Protestantism will in this act join hands with papery."
When you see papery, what do you see? You see the Pope. You see the papacy. P-A-P-A-C-Y. Popery.
"When our nation shall so abjure the principles of its government as to enact the Sunday law, Protestantism will in this act," Protestantism, evangelicals, "in this act join hands with papery," or with popery, "it will be nothing else than giving life
to what?
To the tyranny which has long been eagerly watching its opportunity to spring again into active
despotism."
Who is eagerly watching to get again
the opportunity to use, to activate it or his despotism?
Popery. Where's popery? Right here. We will see it again. by the decree of enforcing the institution of the papacy. This is the word that I gave you earlier. In violation of the law of God, that means there will be two sets of law. God's law and the state's law, mingled with popery and Protestantism. Our nation, the United States of America, will disconnect herself fully from righteousness, from justice, from law, from mercy, when Protestantism, Sister White is talking here, Protestantism, I don't care about the name you give them, Methodists, Baptists, Lutheran, whatever the name it is, I don't care. When Protestantism shall stretch her hand across the gulf to grasp the head of whom? The Roman power, when she shall reach over the abyss to clasp hands with what? Spiritualism. What is spiritualism? It's a cult of interacting with what? Evil spirit. Protestantism will clasp hands with popery and spiritualism, meaning getting in contact with dead people. But the dead people don't have any reaction, any communication. They cannot. It's evil spirit. When she shall reach over the abyss to clash hands with spiritualism, when under the influence of this threefold union, our country shall repudiate every principle of its constitution as a Protestant, a Republican government, and shall make provision for the propagation of false paper, falsehood, and delusions, then we may know that the time has come for the marvelous working of Satan and that the end is near. Did I ask you a question earlier? Do you know one sign of the second coming of Christ? Do you know one sign that the end is near? Can somebody give me one sign? According to this reading, you said? Spiritualism. Okay. There we go. When Protestantism joining what? Hand with popery or Roman power and spiritualism, then you will have what? A Sunday enactment, which will be the last sign before Jesus comes. And you will see what Sister White calls it. The time is not far distant when, like the early disciples, we shall be forced to seek a refuge in desolate and solitary places. What is desolate and solitary places? Where has Sister White predicted God's children will go to preserve their lives against persecution? We will go to desolate and solitary places. Now, this is the answer. As the siege of Jerusalem by the Roman armies was the signal for flight to the Judean Christians, so the assumption of power on the part of our nation in the decree enforcing the papal Sabbath. What is the papal Sabbath? Sunday. Will be a warning to us. It will then be time to leave the large cities. Give me three large cities that you know of. New York City. Atlanta. LA. Chicago. Miami. Leaving the large cities preparatory to leaving the small ones for retired homes in secluded places among the mountains. So, Sister White, when Daniel was talking about abomination of desolation, she was referring to first, Jesus was talking about it, going back to what Daniel said, talking about abomination of desolation, symbolizes the besiege of Jerusalem by the Roman armies. And Sister White equates that to what? To the Sunday law enactment. This is called abomination of desolation. When you see, let me go back. There we go. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. All right. So let's go, my brothers and sisters. What do we hear about a lot of, or do we see a lot of movements as I'm talking regarding a Sunday rest by law across the nations, and particularly here in America? Does the press talk about it? Yes. This is written by Adam Justin, January 30, 2024. This is the link if you want to have it. This Christian Today has been founded by Billy Graham. Christian Today is a global evangelical media ministry founded by Billy Graham that reaches 4.5 million leaders each month. On January 30, 2024, they published an article titled, "Sabbath is Not a Luxury Good," and argued that it was time to enact ways. Enact ways? What does enact ways look similar to? What is it similar to? Enact laws. Thank you. Enact laws. To make Sabbath beneficial to society as a whole. Is it for just that their churches, or for the whole world, for everybody? Allowing it to inhabit the whole world. So the intent is to enact a Sunday law as opposed to God's law. Instead of us, the Bible said the Sabbath was made for men. That means for human race. Instead, they come up with their own Sabbath for the whole world to keep as day of rest. By Pastor Aubrey Duncan. This is Washington Post. This is not the evangelicals anymore. This is Washington Post, January 23, 2024. A call that cannot be ignored recently, the Washington Post joined the Universal Symphony calling for Sabbath rest. They call for Sabbath rest. Newspapers, large and small, from Europe, Latin America, the Middle East, here in the United States, and other parts of the planet are increasingly addressing the need for a day of rest. When they talk about a day of rest, are they talking about the Sabbath? Saturday Sabbath? They're not talking about it. They're not fighting for Christ, for God. They're fighting for the Pope. Advent Messenger is reporting here. Americans, now it is not Advent Messenger saying that, it is Washington Post. Advent Messenger just copied it. Americans has long been known This is written by Washington Post. Washington Post. Americans have long been known for our industry and ambition. But until recently, we also recognized the value of rest. The Puritans had a famously strict work ethic, but they also took their Sundays very seriously. Then, for millennia, religions have regarded this ritual rest as a spiritual necessity. Yet, clergy are now arguing that this practice, whether in a secular or religious context, can help redirect the world's societies away from catastrophic climate change. So now, look clearly. They are trying to refocus our mind from other things, we will see them, to keeping one day of rest, which will protect us against a catastrophic climate change. That means to them, if you rest one day out of seven, the problems of climate change or of global warming will be solved. But we already have a day of rest given by day to protect us. They would not listen to God. And they continue, in their view, it is as essential to the future as any clean energy technology or electric vehicle. You know about those electric vehicles like Tesla. Yes, yesterday I was watching a video of a woman getting a taxi. That taxi didn't have any human driver. No person, no driver was on it. And when the taxi got by her, the taxi just stopped. And she got into it, and you've got to see it. But it is not gas that they put in it. It is electric. Why? They want to deal with CO2. Or with what? Methane. They say with those things, there is global warming. And with global warming, there will be catastrophic climate change. There will be a lot of earthquakes, a lot of tornadoes, a lot of hurricanes, and we will lose everything. Now these people are trying to shift the topic from the extraction of natural gas, oil, that they believe would decrease the CO2, to the keeping of their day of rest. If they do, then the global warming will diminish. Weather Channel is talking about the Sabbath as well. I could give you a one-minute video. I could show you a one-minute video, but I don't have time for that. They talk about eco-Sabbath, how to cut emissions by doing nothing. What does it mean by doing nothing? By resting. And how will you rest if there is a law for that? When do they want it to happen? On Saturday? On Monday? On Sunday. January 25, 2024. What if, Weather Channel, what if every week we all united for a single day to consciously avoid activities that support the fossil fuel industry? Just one day, you stay home. You go anywhere. No work. No nothing. You stay home. No car in the street. No airplane. No train. No public transportation. Everybody stays home because they want climate change to problems to be solved. It's a conscious choice that for many would be a big departure from normal. But in theory, taking a day of rest could have major impacts on the fight against climate change. Now, we're going to go a little bit faster, though you see what I'm saying? The signs of the second coming. Verse 4, Jesus is talking about deception. How did Jesus talk about it? First, Christ will deceive people. Okay. Wars and rumors of wars. Warnings by Jesus. Don't be troubled when you see those things taking place. These must pass before the coming. Verse 6. This is Jesus said, nation shall rise against nation. Are we seeing those signs taking place around us? Kingdom against kingdom. Now, since February 2021, started a very violent war between Ukraine and Russia. Thousands have died, both sides. Thousands have been wounded, both sides. And the war is still going. It is noise that once the war ends, the great of the earth will make of Ukraine a country of 15-minute cities. Have you heard about 16-minute cities? A 16-minute city is a city where you cannot drive or you cannot travel beyond 15 minutes. It is active as I'm talking to you. Just pick up your phone, put 15-minute city, you will see it. Who is talking about it? World Economic Forum, WEF. You cannot drive more, and you will have carbon footprint. You will have a lot. Brothers and sisters, I cannot talk about these things because there's no time. There's no time. It is also, they will build, they're starting building actually, big buildings. Those big buildings will be your dwelling place, will be your entertainment place, will be your school, your college, or your university, will be your workplace. You cannot go anywhere. You stay in. Your gym, you stay in. Shopping center, in the building. They are building those buildings as I'm talking. 16-minute city. You will be in what they call concentration, in a concentration camp. It is also noised that the European Union is preparing an army to make war with Russia, according to redacted news with Natalie and Clayton Morris. Get to YouTube, put this, you will see it. And this is the link to get it. This war begins since October 7, 2023, talking about Ukraine and, which one? Hamas and Israel. Thousands of civilians have been killed on Palestinian side, and thousands more injured or wounded, and other captives. So far, 25,105 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza. 62,681 wounded. Israel says that 9,000 Palestinian militants died as of January 21, 2024. 85% of Gaza's residents have been displaced among 2.3 million residents. If you do the math, probably you would find about 2 million being displaced. One quarter of this number is starving. That means no food, no electricity. I need to let you know that. No food, no electricity, no nothing. 195 Israeli soldiers died on top of 1,210 who died when Hamas raided Israel on October 7, 2023. AP News, not me. War between Taiwan and Taipei. America made clear to the CPC or CCP, Communist Party of China, that anytime that China invades Taiwan, America will intervene in favor of Taiwan. This is rumors of wars. According to History Channel, the Civil War, there will be civil, they're talking a lot nowadays about civil war in America. Have you heard about it? Have you heard about civil wars? I'm not talking about the past civil war, I'm talking about the current one. They say they will have one. I saw people, high-ranking people in America saying that they are sure. We don't know exactly when, but we will have one. The Civil War was America's bloodiest and most divisive conflict, pitting the Union Army against the Confederate States of America. The war resulted in the death of more than 620,000 people, with millions more injured, and the South left in ruins. You will get it right here if you want to get it. Now, more than ever before, there is the Civil War topic that is on the lips of many, even on the lips of many governors. There is currently a movie about it on TVs, and CIA last time has been to Congress to talk about civil war, and they say clearly that America is more in danger from within than from without. The enemies of America are in America and more dangerous than North Korea, China, Russia, Iran, and others. Last week, the governor of Texas used wired fences to stop illegal immigrants from entering the country from Mexico. The executive branch of the government brought the case before the Supreme Court, which gives authority to the federal government to take down the fences. The governor said he will not take down the fences, and he will activate the army of Texas. The president gave him 2 days to remove the fences. He would not. On the contrary, they want war, civil war. 25 governors say, we will send you our army to fight the federal government if a war needs to take place or will take place. Brothers and sisters, I feel that many of us, even those who are placed in position of informing the people of the dangers of the last days, they themselves know nearly nothing about current events. Watchmen, what is of the day? The signs of the second coming continued. Famines, Jesus spoke about it. Pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. That's verse 8. Warning, but the end is not yet. The end is not yet. Not because you see famines, pestilences like what? COVID-19 or earthquake like the one that took place in Haiti. About 300,000 people died. 2010. All these are the beginning of sorrow, said Jesus Christ. The leaders of WEF, World Economic Forum, are currently talking about disease X. They said that disease X, when it will come, it will be 20 times worse than COVID-19. And they say they will prepare the future. And they explain clearly, as you can see between the lines, they are the one preparing disease X. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted and killed. This is a sign given by Jesus Christ. When will that happen? Can somebody tell me? We don't have much time. When will that happen? They shall deliver you up to be afflicted and killed. When Sunday law is enacted, not exactly in the first phase, you know it, but it will happen. Don't forget, this is the last sign. You shall be, Jesus said, you shall be hated of all nations because of me. Many will be offended or succumbed or will fall. What does it mean by being offended? They will fall. Many of church members will fall. Many will betray one another. What example do we have in the Bible? Someone betraying someone else. Judas. Betraying whom? Who? Jesus. Will we be betrayed? Yes. By whom? Church members, family members, siblings, parents. There will be betrayers all over. Many shall hate one another. These are signs. We see them as I'm talking. Many will be deceived by false prophets. Go to YouTube and just type in revival. And you will see many thousands of series of revival where false prophets are deceiving their church members. Siri, I don't need you. Siri, please. The gospel will be preached in all the world to all nations. He that shall endure to the end shall be saved. Okay, it was nice spending time with you. That's what Siri tells me. Thank you, Siri. You know that we are being heard every time that we speak. You know that, eh? My daughter bought a flip phone. She said, I don't want any smartphone anymore. And she bought a flip phone. Where is your phone? Okay, forget about it. Then shall the end come. When? When all nations, when the gospel will be preached. The gospel will be preached in all the world to all nations, and that he that shall endure to the end shall be saved. Now, if you can stay, you can cross that time of persecution, of that time when you will lose everything, when you will have to flee to the desert, or to the wilderness, or to a desolate place, or to a solitary place, where there is no food, where there is no computer, where there is no smartphone, electronic devices, where there is no cars, where nobody is supporting you, where you may be alone, if you can endure. When people betray you, when you got to flee, if you can endure to all these for the sake, to honor Christ, what will happen? You will be saved. This preaching, then shall the end come. He that shall endure to the end shall be saved. This preaching of the gospel will not be fulfilled, not until the latter rain falls upon the church, upon those whose sins have been forgiven. Abomination of desolation, we know it already. Pray that your flight be not in winter. Brother Charles, can I talk to you a little bit? Pray that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. There will be great tribulation, but God will shorten those days. There will be false Christ, false prophet. They will do wonders. Jesus said, I tell you before. That means in Advent, if you are told Jesus is in the desert, secret chamber, advice, don't go there. The sun shall darken, moon not giving her light, stars falling from heaven, powers of heaven shall be shaken. Don't be intimidated, but those have taken place already. The signs of the Son of Man shall appear in heaven. All tribe of the earth shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. So don't go to the desert. You will see him coming from heaven. angels will come down to gather God's children to take them to heaven. Advice. When you shall see all these things, know that he is at the door. All these things. How many things have I given you so far? Many. They should be taking place in one generation. If they take place in one generation, this generation shall not pass till these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. None knows the day and the hour of the coming except for the Father. The coming of the Son of Man will be as it was in the day of Noah. What happens in the day of Noah? There was a flood. Men were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, warning until the day of Noah, or until the day when Noah entered into the ark. The flood came and killed them all. Likewise, before Jesus comes, even when those signs are taking place, people will not notice. Church members will not understand. And the day will get them unawares. Okay, we almost through. Watch, for ye know not when, what hour your Lord doth come. The Son of Man will come when you don't know. Therefore, watch. If you don't know when, watch. What are you watching? The signs. Do you know the signs? No. Oh, yes. If you don't know them, try to know them. If you know them, watch for them. If they happen, get your life together. Otherwise, you will be overwhelmed. Give season of food to the church. Jesus said, if you are a preacher and you're not giving seasonal food to the church, what happens? But first, the faithful servant will be blessed if he is found by his master feeding well the flock at his appearing. For being found giving meat in due season to the flock, the master will establish that person over all his good. But if the servant is not faithful to give meat in due season to the flock, but says in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, he will smite his fellow servants. He will eat and drink with the church, not with the drunken. What does that mean? This wicked servant will be cut asunder, will be put with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Finally, every message that is not preparing the people for what is soon to take place on the earth and for the second coming of Christ is a message of peace and safety. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 3. All message of peace and safety is a message to put people to sleep at a time when everyone should be wide awake. These preachers are the ones saying that the Lord delayeth his coming. They are the one drinking with the drunk odds. Know the signs of the second coming of Christ, brothers and sisters. Be ready for this last earthly event. Warn the world of the impending danger not to be ready for this final event. Brothers and sisters, I go fast with this message. But Seventh-day Adventists should be aware of every single little sign preceding the second coming of Christ. If you've been in the church for 2 years, you should know enough. If you didn't know them, please go to Matthew 24. Read the whole chapter. And look to see if the signs have been taking place. If they've been taking place in your time, that means Jesus is nigh. Are you ready? Are you ready for a Sunday law? Are you ready for the coming of Jesus Christ? If you're ready, please give your heart completely to Christ, that at the end you can have eternal life and live with him forever. God bless you. If there has been anything missing, please, you can
supply to the need, and fill the blank. Bless the church above measure. You have been doing it. We count on you. You will continue to do it. And I pray that we know the signs of the second coming of Christ and be ready in case something happens in our lifetime. I know that Sunday law is right around the corner. I know Jesus is very soon to come to get us to go to heaven. I know many will betray the others. But what I'm asking you, that no one here would be lost. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.